Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
For that is what today is, at least in the church. Advent 1 is our beginning of our new liturgical year in the church. And like all new years, it comes with a certain promise of hope, a time of renewal, as well as a time for things new. And I think sometimes it's that last one, the time for things new, that probably frightens more people in the Episcopal Church than anything else. But if you wanted a stable, comfortable religion, you picked the wrong one. Because as we see in today's gospel, when the Son of Man returns, you always look for it to be a little bit tumultuous times. As I said earlier, a new year brings with it a sense of hope. And it's that hope I would love to focus on today. Once again, with the shootings in Colorado Spring and the release of the tape in Chicago of the young man being shot. I mean, all sorts of, once again, the news is filled with all sorts of hard and scary, tragic events. And we can't lose focus on them. But more important of all, we can't lose focus on hope. And that is what we as Christians bring into the world, because that is what Christ brought into the world, was a sense of hope. This willingness to share his love, the love of God, with all people, and that call for us to do the same, to share with others the good news. This good news that tells us about this kingdom of God, this kingdom of heaven that is at hand. This, what Paul often talks about in his own writings, this sense of now but not yet, that the kingdom of heaven through Christ, we've already started moving there, but we're not quite there yet. We as Christians have been called to carry on the work that Jesus started, that moves towards the end of the separation of heaven and earth, as we heard on in our reading today from the gospel, that the heavens and the earth will come to pass, but the word of Christ will be eternal. And it is our calling to continue to move forward to the kingdom, to slowly chip away at that wall that separates us from, all the wonders, all the glory, to prepare our hearts for the return of Christ. In our reading in our gospel, you get this wonderful, visual of Jesus coming, dramatically up on a cloud. And whether he shows up in a, whether he shows up quietly or with a big bang, this promise that he will return, and that is what Advent is all about. So one little thing that I'm not fond of our little Advent song, because it makes it sound like Advent's all about Christmas. Advent is a little bit about Christmas, about this much. It is about preparing for that yearly feast of the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, a.k.a. Christmas. But what Advent is truly about is to remind us of what we should have in mind the rest of the year. That Christ is coming, and that it is upon us to prepare our hearts, our minds, ourselves for that time of his return. Whether that return is at lunchtime today or 1,000 years from now, we're called to prepare ourselves during this season, to take time out of our busy schedules, to not allow ourselves to get ran over by the commercialism that is such a big part of this time of year, to take time out to pray, to meditate, to study Scripture. And we all have our own way of doing that. You know, we have those who are very studious, who like to take the Bible and, you know, and take each part and read numerous books on it. And there's others who just like to slowly read a verse or two here at a time and just think about it. Some of us pray quite loudly with many gestures and many words, while other of us pray very quietly without any words. Some of us like to sit in meditation, while some of us like to, my mom always says she didn't mind doing the dishes because this is the one time she always had a little bit of, you know, that mindlessness of just the action. It was to her sort of a meditative. You know, we all have a different way in which we pray and in which we prepare ourselves. But the important thing isn't how you do it. It's that we do it. But what is just as important is our willingness to share with one another this wonderful gift of our Savior, to allow others to know about this good news of a God who loved us so much, He was not only willing to send His only Son, but will be sending His Son again. That in this world in which it looks dark, where it looks tragic and hopeless, that there is hope. That in spite of this idea that everything is tragic, that darkness will not prevail, because each and every one of us carries the light of Christ within us. One thing I do love about Sundays and what I love about church in general, this time of coming together to worship. Yes, our mission, the church extends outside of our walls here, and our mission also extends into our wider community. But what I love about coming together for a time of worship, for a time of fellowship, is this time in which we help one another by encouraging, by teaching, by lifting up, helping to prepare one another to go back out into the world again. As I said, we are at the beginning of a new year, a year full of hope. I love the fact that, I love the whole lighting of the candle this time of year. You know, today we light the first one. And how that one little candle, no matter how dark it gets, won't be smothered by that darkness. And how the next week we light another one, it gets a little brighter and it gets a little brighter each week. And that's the way I think it is with our faith, that maybe it starts off as a small little flame. But together, it grows and grows and grows until there is no more darkness. Until a time when all shadows are gone, and with it all these fears. So my sisters and brothers, I encourage you to take that light out in the world, to be the hope that this season's all about. Not only to prepare yourselves for the coming of Christ, but to share that hope and expectation with your sisters and brothers, no matter who they may be.